This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Wow. Both things happened at the same time. The wrong button pushed the wrong thing. Okay. Hour number three. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show. Ben, that sounded like an explosion at first when all that was happening, didn't it? It did on my end. Okay, good. This portion of the show is brought. The show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Secondcalldefense.org. Head there today. Today. last week, Matt Damon was in Australia promoting another, I hate to say this, because when the Bourne series of movies came out, I liked the first one that came out. Now it's becoming a little bit tedious. The formula is beginning to show itself. And he was in Australia promoting the by-the-book Bourne movies. And there the pretend assassin decided to lash out at his native country for having too much liberty. He spoke out passionately against the American gun culture, saying the United States should follow Australia's lead in implementing strict gun control legislation. He was in Sydney when he said this. You guys did it here in one fell swoop, and I wish that could happen in my country, but it's such a personal issue for people that we cannot talk about it sensibly. We just can't. He said, people get so emotional that you even make a suggestion about not selling AK-47s to people on terror watch lists that it's a non-starter. I don't know what needs to happen. Obviously, mass shootings aren't going to do it. There have been so many of them at this point. Sandy Hook, when those children were murdered, if that didn't do it, I just don't know. Maybe we just need to evolve further before we can have that conversation. I don't know. It's wonderful what Australia did because you guys haven't had a mass shooting since you went, no, we're going to be sensible about this and nobody's rights have been infringed. You guys are fine. Well, a couple of things there, Matt. Prior to this, that shooting that led to this legislation, they had not had an incident like that before then, and they haven't had an incident like that since then. So it's not like it was happening all the time and then just stopped because they implemented gun control. It would probably pain the not-so-talented Mr. Damon to discover that gun crime is exploding in Australia since they passed gun laws that were ignored by 80% of the population and that the population is now more at risk because of excessive gun law. This coming from, who wrote this? The New Earth or the New Daily? Australians may be more at risk from gun crime than ever before, with the country's underground market for firearms ballooning in the past decade. Previously unseen police statistics show that the number of pistol-related offenses doubled in Victoria and rose by 300% in New South Wales. At least two other states also saw a massive jump in firearms-related offenses during the same period. I hit the sneeze button in time. Thank you. An investigation by the New Daily unearthed previously unpublished data for a firearm offensive collected from police and crime statistics agencies in four states: Victoria, New South Wales, South Australia, and Tasmania. The statistics detail a type of firearm offense that police have pursued in the courts in the past decade, and so show some concerning findings, including a massive 83% increase in firearm offensive in New South Wales since between 2005-2006 and 2014-2015, and an even bigger jump in Victoria over the same period. Damon is apparently unaware, which is not surprising, of the fact that the forced buybacks were a bust. Most Australians refused to turn in their firearms at that time. In New South Wales, the firearm charges worked down to about this. 472 charges, 42% were unauthorized pistol possession. In 2005, there were 296 charges, and in 2015, there were 626 charges, and that's the increase on possessing unlawful ammunition. All charges under New South Wales firearm laws in 2005, they were trending at 1,892 offenses per year. In 2015, 3,463. So, very precipitous jump. In Victoria, in 2005, there were 271 charges. In 2015, 1,093 charges. All charges under Victorian firearm law in 2005, it was 2,047, and they started going down, and then they jumped. They were down to a low of 1,758, and then in around about 2011, they jumped to 2,300, and now they stand at 3,645. So as the legal market for firearms dried up, citizens unwilling to concede their natural right to self-defense, to control mad government, discovered the same smuggling networks that can smuggle illicit drugs are more than happy to supply firearms and ammunition. It's also true that people who are already forced into criminal action to buy firearms are going to have less qualms about acquiring more deadly weapons, including fully automatic weapons. So in Australia, Matt, you're actually more at risk of being shot in Australia now than ever before. And it's all thanks to some knee-jerk, fear-driven gun laws forced upon the Australian people by some short-sighted, totalitarian politicians. If Damon doesn't like guns, okay, he needs to play more talented Mr. Ripley's, where he just kills people with boat oars and strangles them. You know, nice, wholesome stuff. Not weapons. I mean, in Elysium, he's got some futuristic, just altogether tacked up AKs running around with. In Bourne, I mean, where does it stop? I mean, he's always got something. Maybe he should stop using violence in weapons in movies, too. Maybe he should give away the money he earned from playing violent characters. Or is commercially promoting violence with firearms okay as long as you profit handsomely from those roles? That's the question. That's the big question. I personally couldn't care less about these guys portraying, what they think means nothing to me. What Matt Damon thinks means absolutely nothing to me. It means squat. He's an actor, okay? Hate to say that, but he is an actor. And he's not an actor of a type that is successful, okay? He's not going to be one of these guys that ever has a cult hit or something like that. I doubt that he'll ever be roasted. I mean, he and Ben Affleck are buddy-buddy, but that's about as far as it goes. He's not exactly, John Wayne. Okay? That part, and even if he was John Wayne, and John Wayne was telling me that you need to give up your guns, I'd be looking at John Wayne saying, shut up, pilgrim. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Second Call Defense. Go check them out.
Now, on the heels of the San Bernardino massacre, where terrorists entered a gun-free zone to slaughter their unarmed victims, California Governor Moonbeam Brown has signed legislation to make it more difficult for law-abiding Americans to defend themselves. Because, you see, in the liberal mind, it doesn't matter about you defending yourself, California. It's gun violence. It's not gang violence or terrorist violence. It's gun violence, and we have to do something about that. So let's pass laws that would have not prevented San Bernardino. The Democratic governor signed six bills Friday requiring gun owners to give up magazines holding more than 10 rounds and undergo a background check before they can purchase ammunition, among other measures. Amanda Wilcox, who is probably a very much void, empty pantsuit spokeshole for the Brady campaign, said strong gun laws work. What we're doing in California is a better job of keeping guns out of dangerous hands. Amanda, whose daughter was killed by a shooter using a high-capacity magazine, well, you know, she's working for them now. Brown's action will require people who own magazines that hold more than 10 rounds to give them up. I do not know how they're going to know if that happens. It extends a 1999 law that made it illegal to buy a high-capacity magazine or bring one into the state, but allowed people who already owned them to keep them. Now they can no longer do that, and there is no financial recourse. They're just making them illegal. They also want to slow gun users from rapidly reloading. The governor signed a bill outlawing new weapons that have a device known as a bullet button. Gun makers developed bullet buttons to get around the California assault weapons ban, which prohibited new rifles with magazines that can be detached without the aid of tools. A bullet button allows a shooter to quickly dislodge the magazine using the tip of a bullet or other small tool. If strong gun laws worked, California, Chicago would be where they filmed Romper Room and the Disney Club and the new Leave It to Beaver. Gun laws didn't work in Fort Hood either, or Orlando, or in San Bernardino. There in San Bernardino, the wife of one of those slain noted that the killers knew their victims couldn't shoot back, and a guy in a good guy's hands would have made a difference. Now, in the past, the California gun control laws have already closed many of the so-called loopholes related to gun purchases. In fact, some of the weapons owned by the San Bernardino shooter, Saeed Farouk, and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, were legally bought within the state by a friend named Enrique Marquez. Straw purchaser. He should be in jail. He's pleading not guilty to providing material support to the two shooters, but he's also being charged as a co-conspirator in a terrorist plot. Should be. Amy Wetzel is the widow of San Bernardino shooting victim Michael Wetzel, and she is also applying for a concealed carry weapons permit. Did the Brady campaign reach out to her? What are you going to do, Ms. Wetzel, now that you are a widow? What, you're going to carry a gun? No, you're not on the blacklist, PW. I replied to you. I'm in the middle of doing a show. So she said, what if someone in the room had a permit or in the Inland Regional Center? So, yes, Governor Moonbeam, what if that had been the case? Guns purchased in San Bernardino were purchased legally, jumping through the hoops, as was the ammo. Making it difficult for the shooters to get ammo or reload quickly makes no sense if you make it impossible for victims to shoot back at all. What if, say, Saeed Farouk reloaded his weapon, someone with a concealed carry weapon had used theirs to kill him? Right? Not killed as many people. Now, it is not a novel idea, the notion that the route to gun control is not by attacking the right to bear arms, but to use the old liberal standby, regulation to drive the supply of bullets. This was endorsed last week by Fox News host Greta Van Susteren when she appeared on ABC's This Week. She writes, when I practiced law in the District of Columbia, very strict gun laws, and every single one of my clients could get a gun. The guns were out there. They were all over. And you can create all the laws you want, but all the guns are out there. They're going to be coming in through black markets. And so we're not being very realistic that all of a sudden putting changing laws is going to change anything. The guns are out there. If you really want to regulate, you've got to be a little bit smarter. Maybe regulate ammunition so people can't use their guns. That's the smart thing. Thanks, Greta. Now, the Obama administration has tried this very tactic, and it's actually a very dumb thing. According to Investors Business Daily, attempts to reinstate the ineffective and expired 1994 assault weapons ban, which targeted scary-looking guns, failed. So they decided to put the bullets that the AR-15 uses, primarily the M855, as a test case. They wanted to take those out of the inventory for me and you to buy, but then again, law enforcement stepped up. James Pasco, the executive director of the Fraternal Order of Police, said, while this round will penetrate soft body armor, it's not historically posed a threat to law enforcement. So it's not a smart thing to do, Greta. Criminals will get their guns and they'll get their bullets. Perhaps liberals like Governor Brown and Ms. Van Susteren, who practiced law in the District of Columbia, is unaware that the D.C. crime rates before and after its gun ban were overturned by the Heller decision in 2008. So, gun bans don't work in reducing crime. Bullet bans aren't going to work either. All they do is create soft targets, idiots. The third edition of More Guns, Less Crime is coming out, and John Lott says Chicago's murder rate is falling relative to the 9 other largest cities, 50 largest cities, the 5 counties that border Cook County, as well as the U.S. as a whole. After the ban, Chicago's murder rate rose relative to all of those other places. Gun bans don't. Are not going to work. Are not going to work. So, Greta Van Susteren, Fox News. All of you that are Fox News fans, you have my sympathy. I don't watch it. I rarely go to it. And because it's a bunch of liberals, people. If they're conservative, they're conservative Northeastern people, I guess, anyway. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense, would ya? Well worth the time. Now then. One thing I love about the modern liberal movement is the way they try to get money. One of those ways has been global warming. And as the perfect poster boy for corruption and hypocrisy of contemporary progressivism, there is nobody better than Al Gore. He's become a billionaire from his error-ridden documentary film and books and failed radio networks and everything else. Speaking fees, he's on the Apple board of directors, which makes me absolutely sick. He squanders energy on vast mansions and private jets, and yet he urges the little people to give up their roomy vehicles and ride trolleys in order to save the planet. Coming from Glenn Reynolds at Instapundit, who often says, we can start to believe global warming advocates when they start living as if their CO2 emissions matter as much as ours. Ed Lasky points out, Gore has led a charmed life. Son of a senator, political royalty, and yet he now makes a completely inappropriate, indeed offensive claim. It's not the kind of thing a Republican could ever get away with. He says, as a man on a great social mission, he feels like baseball trailblazer Jackie Robinson, the messenger of integration, who was often ridiculed and worse when he hit the bases as the first black to play professional baseball. According to him, there's a time-honored tradition of people who strongly disagree with a message and take it out on the messenger, and opponents of integration have personal animus for Jackie Robinson. Opponents of all great social movements would take out after the advocates that were most effective in asking people to change. As a result, I don't take it personally when criticism comes at me. I believe so passionately in this mission, if you will. The word mission might sound a little grandiose, but that's kind of what it feels like to me. Honestly, it is a joy and a privilege to have work that justifies pouring every ounce of energy you can pour into it. That is a blessing that is to be cherished. This was an interview to discuss the 10th anniversary of his movie and book, An Inconvenient and Not at All Accurate Truth. Now, if I get out there and start comparing myself to, I don't know, Harriet Tubman, Malcolm X, pick any of them. If I were to start doing that, or if a Republican politician were to do that, especially a Republican politician, especially one who overcame racism and poverty, all the denunciations would be deafening. Now, I suspect that the corrupt civil rights leaders of the left will sigh and keep their mouths shut because Gore is perceived as an ally, despite the devastation high electricity price inflict on poor families. Gore sort of strikes me as sort of a troubled man, too. He's deeply troubled. He's been rejected by his longtime wife, Tipper, reportedly acting as a crazed sex poodle with a woman of lower status in a service occupation, living a life that directly contradicts to what he claims are his deep beliefs. I don't know. I don't know how you would put this. There are people that would say that if I use this word, that this means I'm not a Christian. I like the word karma. Okay? I like the word karma. Or if you want to say what goes around comes around, whatever you want to say, for every action, there's an equal but opposite reaction. I hope that Gore lives long enough for his karma to fully manifest itself. I do. Because that will be sweet karma. Now, to veer into another topic before we go to break, Sharia is a lot like kudzu. Because it's constantly reaching out and trying to grab something next in its path. And Sharia is the takeover by Muslims of prayer rooms right now in international airports. In Hong Kong, they have prayer rooms that are officially non-denominational. And there's one located in Terminal 1 of the Hong Kong airport, another one in Terminal 2. Each non-denominational prayer room supports Mohammedism, to the detriment of all other religions. The prayer room in Terminal 1 has an Islam-required wash-up area. It has a permanent. It is a permanent installation. Similar permanent installation in Terminal 2. Each prayer room has an indicator of the way that Muslims are to face for prayers. That indicator is also permanent. In Terminal 1, the indicator is etched into the ceiling. There's an accompanying square inched onto the floor. The square, which is permanent, is of the right size for the side-by-side placement of two prayer rugs. Further, each prayer room has cubbies for storage of religious articles. Only Muslim prayer rugs were in the cubbies, no religious articles of any other religion. And only Muslim men can go in there to pray. Only men. Christians are shut out of the prayer rooms in this Hong Kong airport. No prayer room has a cross or a crucifix, etched or otherwise, permanent or temporary. No prayer room has a vestry. There is neither tabernacle nor anything else. Probably a Muslim murder spree of other passengers would be ignited were consecrated wine stored in a cubby. Jews are shut out of the prayer rooms as well. No prayer room has a mezuzah. has none of the normal stuff. Buddhists are shut out of the prayer rooms. No prayer room has a niche wherein a statue of the Buddha can be placed for veneration. No prayer room has shelving for incense sticks or candles, fruit, and flowers to be displayed. If you write to the Hong Kong airport, you get a letter extolling the virtue of multiculturalism. And you get a promotional flyer. It has photographs of the facades of three or four churches and temples, and some words about each of them, and a commendation of the friendly relations in Hong Kong among all religions. But there's another side to this. There's another side to this. There is a counter side to this. And I don't have time to go into it. We'll get into it in the last segment of the show. This is something that's happening, and it's happening here. I'm talking about Hong Kong, but it's happening here, too. It is happening here. So, that when we get back. Also, when we get back, we're going to the Democrats are moving to gut the Bill of Rights. In order to get all of the Bill of Rights, which is it's all about your money, in order to get all of the Bill of Rights, they have to start with the Second Amendment, because that's the Second Amendment is our means of saying no, plain and simple. And they don't want us to have that means of saying no. So that and the kudzu spread of Sharia when we get back. It just never ends around here, does it? We're always having to fight something. I guess that's just the way it's going to be. No peace in my time, but that's fine. Keeps me busy. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the Marchionized 5 premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Frog Lube. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check that out. Join them. Join them soon. Now then. We were talking about the prayer rooms in airports as Sharia begins to insinuate itself in travel. Now, in Kowloon, there's a mosque in Hong Kong. And there are numerous guards present in the courtyard of this mosque. And they keep tight control of entry into the mosque. You could try to show up to declare yourself to be a non-believer and to gain entry into the mosque by virtue of the friendly universal, transnational, multicultural brotherhood, utopia, kumbaya festival of men of all faiths, but they're not going to let you in. There are mosque-like prayer rooms also in six American airports. In the seventh American airport, there's more than a prayer room. Kennedy Airport in New York City has a mosque. It's been covered by Time magazine. It has a photograph of the interior of the Kennedy Airport mosque. The photograph shows men at prayer. Only men. The imam of the mosque is quoted, it's the only mosque of its kind in the country. It's its own mosque, not just a room, which is what most airport mosques are. We are our own place. We have our own services. We are our own community within the chapels here. It's very different from anything in America, but not for long. Within a decade, mosques will be standard facilities in all major American airports. Right now, the portent is Denver Airport, a description of its two prayer rooms. One is for Muslims and the other for Christians and Jews. Muslims will be favored with large space. Everyone else will be squeezed indiscriminately into a small space. Coming soon to an airport near you. Now then. I already talked about the Congressional Black Caucus. Hillary Clinton fresh off the not being getting no bill. Um, Right now, the Congressional Black Caucus is angry that House Republicans are voting on a bill that includes provisions which would give the federal government the opportunity to deny people on the terrorist watch list if they can prove probable cause and exercise due process. They don't want that. They want the watch list to be abused and expanded. If they can get the watch list declared prohibited, then they can start adding names to the watch list. The Democrats are insisting the government should be able to place citizens on secret lists for any reason or for no reason, and then use their inclusion on these secret lists to assert that they are guilty until proven innocent. In the meantime, their bill provides that there is no recourse for this once they're put on the list. This is Andrew McCarthy at the now compromised National Review gets it right when he says this is a naked power grab. He writes, President Obama and his allies in Congress seek to destroy the constitutional gun ownership rights of Americans merely suspected of terror ties, even as the left champions the non-existent immigration rights of aliens from regions notorious for terror ties. The backbone of the Democrat stratagem is a specious constitutional claim, one of those whose logic would empower the government to strip every civil right the Constitution is designed to protect against government encroachment. As posited by Senator Chuckie Schumer at a Judiciary Committee hearing last week, Democrats claim that many constitutional liberties are routinely restricted in emergency circumstances, in particular, Fourth Amendment rights against warrantless search and arrest. Hence, the argument goes Second Amendment rights, too, may be stripped away if Democrats can concoct an emergency, such as an ongoing crisis in which guns, apparently with minds of their own, mow down the infidels. I'm pretty sure Chuck didn't say that. At the hearing, Republicans led by John Cornyn made the point that the right to keep and bear arms is rooted in both self-defense and insurance against the government's propensity towards tyranny. That right preexisted the Constitution. So the Second Amendment is not the source. It's just a beacon. It's a sign. The right to keep and bear arms is natural and inalienable, and the Second Amendment protects it. And Congress has no legitimate power to restrict it. So to be very clear here, the Democratic Party is directly attacking the American way of life in the final consensus. They seek to seize the power to place citizens they don't like on secret lists and then use those lists as a way to brand citizens as undesirables who will be summarily stripped of their rights without recourse or appeal. This will be like Escape from New York, okay? Make it Escape from L.A., because that was actually a more fitting storyline. This will be like Escape from L.A. Then we'll be shipped off to some place, like in L.A. They seek nothing less than the raw, naked, arrogant, and unconstitutional power to make us all others. And they're not just targeting guns, but the Bill of Rights and the concepts of individuality at the heart of the Constitution and the American view of the world. They want to create a Soviet America. Now, we threw a country out of this country. We threw the British, who founded the country, who started sending people over here. And we did that because they thought we were getting uppity and they tried to put us down. We did that 240 years ago yesterday. We fought a long war that was triggered by a government attempt to strip Americans of the right to bear arms. This is where the Democratic Party makes one of their biggest miscalculations. This is strategically the most unsound thing they could possibly concoct, because what they're dreaming up, I want you to think of Washington, D.C. as a sterile environment where they're doing testing. Okay, they're testing things. And The problem with these tests is that once you get this formula together, you have to get it out into the field and then make it work there. And it's not going to work in the field. As a matter of fact, it's going to turn around and come back at them. This is like a bad movie. This is like a bad zombie movie. This is where the contagion here is tyranny. And they're going to try to break it on all of us. And instead, we're just going to be driven crazy and go after all of them. And, you know, that miscalculation that they're making right now is, while they're getting all the press and they're using it to fundraise, and now all of a sudden Hillary feels like, okay, now I'm in the home stretch because I'm going to be President Hillary. And while all that's happening, we are all watching Brexit. Brexit was a big deal. Brexit was where the British said, we're tired of paying money to a bunch of bureaucrats who we don't know who they are, that we don't want to be ruled by. We're tired that, you know, you should never have led us into this, okay? And we want out of it because we're the ones financing this country. We're the ones that finance the Queen. We're the ones that finance the Parliament. We get all of this extracted from us, but you guys have a chance here to get out of the way. Most of them did not get out of the way. David Cameron did not get out of the way. Barack Obama tried to insinuate himself in it. The only one out there that stayed through it all was Nigel Farage, who he's been talking this stuff for years. For those of you who just discovered him, he wreaks havoc wherever he goes. So Brexit was very important, and it's good that it has happened because we are headed that way ourselves. We'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow, the world according to Second Call Defense. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. And a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.